शांति।
ओम शांति।
आज बाबा के पास सारे विश्व से दूर देशों से
टुडे बाबा चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम ऑल ओवर द वर्ल्ड हैव रीच्ड मधुबन टू हैव अ मीटिंग विद बाप दादा। ऑल ऑफ यू मस्ट हैव रीच्ड हियर comfortably, your journey must have been comfortable, your accommodation must be comfortable too. Some of you may be here for the first time in this Kalpa. All those who are first timers, raise your hand. First timers, raise your hand. So many first timers. Over 150, nearly 200. So, welcome to Baba's home, your home. So, first of all, welcome to the first timers. And then, of course, the rest. Therefore, welcome to you. We say to Baba, don't we, Baba? I belong to you, you belong to me. All my relationships are with you, Baba. We say this from the heart, don't we? When we say, yes, Baba, you belong to me, I belong to you, I'm totally detached from the world. Those who are totally detached, they raise their hand. Detached from everything else, from everyone else, just one Baba and none other. He raised their hand. Yeah, Daddy wants to see you. Can you raise your hand high, please? Oh, can you stand up? Those who think yes, they are totally free from all attachments. Totally free of all attachments. If they can stand up, if they don't find any trouble in standing up, please stand up. Those who think that they are totally free of all attachments, please stand up. Those who say that they have conquered all attachments completely, they're not attached to anyone.
Om Shanti.
Very good, very good. So that is blessing you with Om Shanti, means always you'll be in peace. So when you say, all my relationships are with Baba, then automatically peace is experienced in life. Because Baba is so lovely, he gives us so much love, so much peace, so much strength. Of course, we have love for everyone, because all are lovely souls, but true love is only for Baba. So just one Baba and none other. Baba, you are the only one to whom I belong. Baba, you are related to me in all relationships. Baba, you tell this to Baba all the time. So welcome again, welcome once more, welcome, welcome, welcome. Meera Ben has taken some questions and she is going to ask these questions, you know, because Daddy prefers that questions are asked and then Daddy replies. So then then more comes out from Daddy. The microphone is coming and Meera Ben is going to ask some questions. So we see that how Daddy Ji is always happy. You know, whenever you see Daddy, she's so happy, so peaceful. So we all wish to know, what should we do in order to be happy all the time like you? So how to be happy like you? Whenever we meet you, Daddy, you're always so happy, always so peaceful, always so loving, always so joyful. So how to remain like that, like you all the time? So in order to be constantly happy means to be always in remembrance, because in Baba's remembrance, if we are and we are experiencing the intoxication of Baba's remembrance, then the happiness is natural. Because what more do I want? If I have all relationships with God, then what else do I want? Do I want anything else? Nothing. So if there is love only for God, then and I am detached from everything else, then where is the question of not being happy? Therefore, I am constantly happy because I have no attachment with anyone. I have no attachment with anyone. I don't remember any human beings. I don't think of any human being, so that makes me feel happy all the time. So she's asking me a question.
So
when you see that, she's asking me that, supposing you see that someone is not happy, then what suggestion you give to that soul whom you think is not happy? What do you do? How do you suggest? What do you tell that person when you see that person not happy? So if someone is not happy, it means Baba is not in his heart. If Baba would be in his heart, he would never be unhappy. So if someone is not happy, not content, it means Baba is not in his heart. It means he doesn't have all relationships with Baba. It means that that he is not in remembrance. So also when Baba says that you have to be fully satisfied, come what may, let anything happen, Baba says take certificate of happiness, of contentment from yourself, from Baba, from Brahma, from the family. So how to be contented with the self all the time? Because we can be happy only if we are contented. So what to do in order to be contented all the time?
So, because
she is a little bit hard of hearing, and therefore, Muniben has to tell her. So, what to do to be always contented, come what may, even if obstacles come, problems come, you know, so many things come in life, don't they? So, it's very true, of course, the answer to all these questions is one. If I want to be fully satisfied, I should think that my beloved is one Baba, so what else do I want? Do I want anything? The one whom I was wanting, that one I have got, I have met, then from Baba I will get everything, so I don't want anything else. Naturally, so if I don't want anything else, I'll be satisfied. But then Muminam is asking, what if I want to satisfy others? How will I satisfy others? So, if I want to satisfy others, then too I have to make that person understand that if he has relationships with Baba, then Baba will give everything to him, everything to him. Dadi Janki is saying that. And this morning Baba gave a very lovely message. That Dadi Janki and Dadi Ji are Roop and Basant. Are Roop and Basant, you know, embodiment of remembrance and embodiment of speech. So Dadi Janki is embodiment of speech. She's always, you know, sharing her experiences. She's always giving gyan. And Dadi Ji, Dadi Prakashman is Roop, embodiment of remembrance. You ask her anything beyond, she'll give only one answer. Remember Baba. Remember Baba. So Baba gave his message that you are Roop Basan. Baba is Dadi is Roop and Janki Dadi is Basant. So how they are Roop and Basant. Dadi Janki loves to talk, you know. And that's what Baba said, that she's the embodiment of knowledge, always showering knowledge. all the time. And Dadiji likes to remain silent. You ask her any question, she will reach to the same conclusion. You remember Baba. So Mohiniden is got the message this morning in Madhuban after Bhog that you are Roop and Basant. You are the embodiment of remembrance. And Janki Dadi is the embodiment of the rain of knowledge. So Janki Dadi is telling Dadi, Dadi, you are Roop, no? You are embodiment of remembrance, aren't you?
Practical, na?
Bolo, bolo.
So they are telling Dadi, Dadi, you say I am Roop. So Baba has made me Roop. See, Dadi is so detached from the I-ness. She never say I am Roop. But say Baba has made me Roop. So all the time she is remembering only Baba. So Dadi Janki is saying God speaks that you are an embodiment of remembrance. Then Dadi Janki asked Dadiji, Dadi, who is Basant? And then she's pointing a finger to Janki, Dadi, you are Basant. And therefore Baba has made me Roop, I hardly speak, and you are doing all the speaking. So Baba has given a different work to us. Baba has given work to Dadiji to be in silence, to remember Baba all the time, and to Dadi Janki to speak Gyan, to keep on giving Gyan. To keep on giving classes. So this today in at lunchtime they were having this lovely conversation. You know, it was this cultural program with Dadi Ji and Dadi Janki now. Yes.
Dadi.
Dadi,
Dadi,
आपने कैसे कहा था कि मैं So Moini Ben is reminding Dadi ji, Dadi, you have said, don't you, that yes, Baba has made you Roop and Baba has made you Basant. So Dadi Janki, so after that I had said, yes, you are Roop and you are Basant, you are the embodiment of the rain of knowledge, always showering knowledge on all. So,
Dadi, bolo, bolo.
Dadi, ne,
bolo.
Practical acting dikhati hu.
Dadi ji, Janki Dadi is reminding. Okay, Dadi ji is Roop and Janki Dadi is Basant. And what about Gulzar Dadi? What is she? And Gulzar Dadi is saying, yes, I am merged in both of you. I am merged because, you know, Gulzar Dadi is also very quiet, very silent. And but when she has to talk, she talks. And Dadi ji hardly talks. She loves to be in silence. So Janki Dadi is saying that Dadi Janki told to Dadi.
Dadi, main sikhti hun Dadi.
You know, I'm learning so much from Dadi ji. Janki Dadi is saying that many things which I can't do, she can do. Even without saying a word, even through signals, she gets things done. Without even saying anything, she gets things done. Only through the signal of her finger, she gets things done. She doesn't even have to tell anything to anyone. So the time has come that Baba is teaching through Dadi ji, and Dadi ji is teaching us how we have to be, you know, quiet, peaceful, detached, talk as less as possible, and the more we are in silence, the more we can really get work done instead of coming too much into words. So this is what Dadi ji is. So she is only signaling. What does an angel do? The angel signals only. Angel doesn't speak. One angel is an embodiment of visions. It just gives signals. It just makes actions. Makes, you know, uses the hands maybe.
So
Dadi Janki is telling Moini, well, do that. Do the acting. You know how Dadi. How Dadi. Is how
Dadi
she. So you know what Dadi said? That I am Roop. And Janki, you are Basant, you are Basant. You are Basant, you are Basant, embodiment of the reign of knowledge. And Dadi Janki told Dadiji, you are Roop as well as Basant. And Dadiji said, no, no, I am not Basant. I am only Roop. You are Roop and Basant. So she was signaling to Dadiji, making that sign as she is Mohini Ben is doing. So with only one finger, she used only one finger. You are Roop and Basant. So wherever I go, Dadi Janki is saying, I always remember Dadi's this type of, you know, action, signaling to me with one finger. And I take so much inspiration through that.
Maine suna Baba ke sandesh mein
Dadi Janki is saying, you know, in the message which Baba gave to the guests, religious guests, no? Religious leaders, those guests, Baba gave them such a good message that how you have to become merciful. Baba is making us so merciful, no? So Baba says you have to become merciful. So how to be merciful all the time?
Yes.
How much merciful Dadi is.
So,
now, Sukhasa Dadi is remembering what Baba said to the guests, that in order to bless all, to bless others and to receive blessings, be merciful. Have mercy on everyone. Be merciful. Be merciful.
Dadi homework ka box de karke laga.
So this box of homework is very good.
As
everybody has put their homework in this box. Must have filled the form and put in this box.
So
what changes you have brought in yourself, in what way you checked and changed. Baba says first check and then change. So check. How much merciful have I become? How much am I considering myself to be an instrument? They all have become wise, haven't they? Have become an instrument. So how to be an instrument? That's all. So this moment is so special. See, these moments don't come again and again. We are invoking Bab Dada tomorrow, no, for tomorrow. So this is like an invocation ceremony for Baba.